Welcome to the new reality edition of Bite Marks Cafe right here on Hawaii Public Radio, where we serve you the first bite of today's science, technology, and innovation. I'm Bert Lum. And on today's show, we've got Jesse Mounier, and he's a mechanical engineer over at PMDC. We also got Derek Lavault. He's a quartermaster, and PMDP is the Papahanao Mukuakea Marine Debris Project. And we're going to be talking about a hackathon that they're putting together. And I want to welcome you both to Bite Marks Cafe.
Thank you, Bert. Living the dream. Can't believe we're here.
What? Living the dream, what, being on HPR?
Yep. Yeah. You know that.
Well,
Thanks so much for having us.
Well, I'm glad to have you guys both on. And, you know, if I Jesse, if I mess up your name, you know, just kind of bear with me. Lavault is easy enough to handle, but I do want to get a little background on Jesse, what you do, and you know, Derek, what it is that you do. Because from an engineer standpoint, I know kind of more or less what an engineer does. So, Jesse, go ahead and describe your role at PMDP.
Yeah, right on. Thank you, Bert. Yeah, you can call me Jesse, Jet Ski, Spaceman, whatever you want. It doesn't really matter.
Okay.
Because I probably won't hear you because I got my eye and ear protection on and I'm working the machines over here. We got our CNC machine, got our 3D printer, got a lot of benchtop grinders and sanders, miter saws, everything. And we're in the office part of the time doing a lot of design work on the CAD, the computer automated design, and then translating what we find there into trying to make it real and make prototypes in the shop. And everything is just to improve the efficiency and effectiveness of our operations in the Northwest Hawaiian Islands, because every second we're up there, we want to spend most efficiently removing debris and opening up habitat, mitigating the number of strandings and entanglements and deaths to lots of endangered species. And it's a real honor working with the quartermaster himself here. Learned a lot from him, and I'll hand you over to him.
Well, yeah, no, since you brought it up, you know, Derek, quartermaster, I had to kind of look it up and figure out what exactly does a quartermaster does. Now, my impression is that a quartermaster is kind of like a logistics guy, but I'm sure there's more to it than that.
Oh, there's so much to it, Bert, so much. You know, the position of quartermaster has ancient roots for sure. In fact, to my knowledge, it's always existed. It always will exist. I'm happy to embody it currently. In that way, I believe it's quartermaster is something like gravity. You know, it's always been. We may not understand it, but we know it's there. We can feel its weight pulling us down all the time. A lot of heavy weight. That's essentially how I would define it. I don't know how that jives with the description you may have seen in the encyclopedias.
Well, but that description is quite poetic. But it still doesn't quite get the actual job that you do across. So what is it that you actually do as a quartermaster?
Right. What is it that I do here? Imagine hundreds, nay, thousands, tens of thousands of pounds of rubbish. And then just imagine me seeing people pick it up. And that's mostly it, Bert.
Wow, I mean,
I don't know if you've ever seen Trash Scared before, but when the quartermaster comes by, the trash, normal trash that you see, it's normally inanimate. It will scream, it will run, it will hide, it will do anything.
Well, you know,
because this quartermaster, he does it all, Bert. He's an engineer.
Name a snack, and I have eaten it.
he's an electrician. He's a woodworker. He's an engineer. He's a coach. He's a sports coach in the off time. He teaches kids. He really plays a lot of roles at our company, and I don't know if we'd picked up half the amount of trash we would have without him. But,
well,
yeah, he does logistics.
Jesse, he asked me, okay.
He does coordination. He's a man of many shoes, and, you know,
Is there a button to cut him off, Bert?
He served on a pirate ship for, I believe it was 10 or 15 years before joining us, and I think along
those
as the captain.
Derek, you're losing all your airtime, man. I think Jesse's taking over the show. You know, what's interesting, though, is kind of what you guys are describing, though, is what, you know, James Morioka, when he came on the show back in November of last year, sort of was describing what it is that you guys do. And, you know, without really going out and seeing the actual work you do, I kind of thought it was pretty much automated. Somehow there was some automation that was involved where there was equipment that would, you know, pull up all this stuff and you would pull it up and bring it onto the your whatever, you know, vessel, and then it would get taken back and disposed of. But the way he actually described it, a lot of it is pretty manual. And to me, that's pretty awesome.
The goal would certainly be to mechanize more of this, but currently it's any salty, briny, calloused hands with fire in their
scallywags you can find.
and a good heart and some sweat and sunscreen.
Yeah, no, I'm quite impressed you know, the fact that you folks have been doing this. When we spoke back in November, the accomplishment was being able to, well, actually meeting this objective of pulling 1 million pounds of stuff, of junk, of garbage, you know, out of the ocean. And we're now in July. How is the poundage? How is that going in 2025?
Well, each pound's a battle, Bert, and of course, you know, it takes a lot of prep work. You gotta win at home first before you head out. So, we're about to embark on 2 more missions. At which point, you should probably have back James Morioka, the executive director, and he can instruct him on the hundreds of thousands of pounds we are assuredly about to remove from Papa Hanamoku.
Well, definitely we'll want to keep track of, you know, what's going on with all the work that you guys are doing. And then also we want to kind of talk about this hackathon that you're planning to launch in the very near future. So we'll hold that thought. We'll be kind of right back at the short break to continue our conversation with Jesse Mounier and Derek LaVault. We're talking about the PMDP hackathon. This is Bite Marks Cafe.
Support for Bite Marks Cafe comes from the HPR Local Talk Show Fund, which helps Hawaii Public Radio sustain and grow its locally produced talk shows. Mahalo to contributor The Hidden Nene.
Welcome back. This is Bite Marks Cafe right here on Hawaii Public Radio, HPR1. I'm Bert Lum. And if you're just joining us, we're talking to Jesse Mounier. He's the project engineer, mechanical engineer. And we've got Derek LaVault. He's a quartermaster, and they're both at the PMDP, which is the Papahanaumokuakea Marine Debris Project. And what we want to do is talk a little bit about this hackathon that you guys have kind of hatched to help come up with some ideas. So I guess, you know, tell me, who came up with this idea to do a hackathon?
Well, this is a brilliant idea between PMDP's engineers like Jesse and UHC Grant, Hawaii Sea Grant, as our partners there. Of course, this stroke of brilliance was not born in a boardroom, but more in the throes of exhaustion and inspiration, you know, while deep in the bilge water. It's no contest. It's no mere contest. We're talking about a forge and fire call to inventors, tinkerers, engineers, brave-hearted metalsmiths who can craft us a tool able to cut through the snare of marine debris, and that's basically the hackathon.
Okay, okay.
Since the dawn of time, brave warriors have been battling marine debris with just standard Spyderco knives, and then a new age came with Kala'i Sim, PMDP's own, born and raised Kailua boy, had the serrated bread knife with a longer stroke length, which
right.
did wonders and decreased cutting time by a ton. But as Prince Arthur
pulled Excalibur out of the stone after thousands of years. We believe another weapon shall be born, and a new age of peace and serenity will be brought to the oceans of Papahanaumokuakea. And that's where we're reaching out. And, you know, no matter if you are to anyone who may be a student, they may be a landscaper, a welder, a machinist, they may be a parent, a wizard, yeah, a goblin, anything, you know.
Butcher.
It may be your current tool. It may be a new tool you want to build and invent, or it may be something you have. And whether you're doing it out of the kindness of your heart and your love for the ocean and your desire to help protect this marine ecosystem, or whether you're doing it for fun, or whether you're doing it for all the amazing prizes that we're getting from a ton of our epic sponsors, just to mention them briefly, Home Depot, Tohatsu, what else we got? Twin Islands, Manoa Chocolate. I think we have potentially 20 or 30 by now, and the list keeps growing. So
Manoa Chocolate.
It's going to be, and those are for participants as well.
Wow.
All participants.
Okay. So kind of set the scene for me. Are you looking at ideas that would be implemented in the field, you know, in the ocean, or are you looking at ideas that could get implemented once the debris is back on land so that you can dispose of it? I mean, where are you actually seeking to design some of these new ideas?
Well, you know, all life once started in the ocean and then transitioned on land. So
okay.
Just like that, we, as us humans, as amphibious species, these ideas would hopefully serve in both. But the contest, due to safety reasons and the dangers of holding it in the shark tank, like mm-hmm, we initially mm-hmm. planned to hold the great race in obstacle course in the shark tank itself, we have to do it on land this first year. So there'll be a gauntlet style obstacle course where the contestants will go through and cut through various nets and other forms of marine debris in a race against each other and against the clock. And these tools would in this case be used above land, but through some slight modifications, which we've been doing with lots of other tools already, to waterproof them and give them the right sort of ballast so that they're not too buoyant for marine applications, could be translated to underwater. And
Bert, I know deep in my salty, briny soul that there is a listener right now who could develop the tool strong enough to dive straight in the water and challenge a kraken. Land is good too, but anything is possible in the hackathon.
Now, are you actually helping to design some of these? Are you providing some of these ideas already to the participants so that you can prove that they actually work or don't work? Or are you looking at participants to come up with new ideas?
We hope the participants can bring forth their sketches, their skills, even their tools, but their only requirement really is a will to build this thing and the courage to wield what they've made in the gauntlet of the hackathon.
Yeah. So we have many, many ideas that we've been working on and are happy to share with any eager participants that may need an idea. And also we're happy to, as they've been bringing us their ideas, we're happy to workshop them as well. And we have a plethora of engineering resources too that we are sharing with participants, because in the end, it is a race and there are lots of prizes and honor at stake, but we're all working together as a team because we're trying to help out those seals and turtles and sharks and fish and corals that can't help themselves.
You're saying that it's a race. So is time kind of an element in your decision whether something is successful or not, or you know, is it other qualities of you know, sort of like not debris disposal, but you know, reducing the amount of debris that you have from a big mass of, let's say, a big mass of net, and you want to sort of cut it down. Is the time the key element, or are there other things that you're going to be looking to measure?
So many nets, so vast the ocean, so little time. Speed is no doubt a critical essence of the tool, but of course safety and general effectiveness is also paramount.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, Derek hit it on the spot. If you think about, like, think about all the trash that's produced on Oahu, and now think about all the trash that's produced on the West, in the West Pacific, all throughout, from the Philippines up to China and Japan, like, a lot, and even in other parts like the U.S. too and South America. But all of this trash, due to the currents, is coming, and a lot of it is getting pinpointed on these small islands that are like 100 times smaller than Oahu.
Right.
So
we can already cut debris slowly, but for too long we've wrestled these monstrous tangles of debris with tiny tools unfit for the task. And that bird is why we call upon the minds and ears listening today of mortals and demigods alike to bring us the tool that will cleave these nets' grip.
We need to defeat the Hydra. We keep cutting off its head and two more grow back.
Well,
this,
you know,
monstrous beast.
You guys have been doing this for several years now, right? How have you refined this? I mean, reaching the milestone of 1,000,000 pounds, I think, is monumental in and of itself. But, you know, as you describe what you are up against, it sounds like an almost insurmountable task.
Hard work, teamwork, good boats, good tools, good training, a good team, and just persistence. You know, we don't get all the trash every time we're up there. It's impossible, but we focus on certain areas. We focus on clearing what we can, and that gives the ecosystem room to breathe, and we give them a little sanctuary.
I'm unfamiliar with this word, insurmountable.
Well, I you know, it's the word that came to mind, so I know that you are, you know, at task to not be stopped by anything. So I'm pretty convinced that insurmountable is not even in your vocabulary. So I do want to, you know, talk a little bit about what you plan to do as a result of the hackathon. And are you, you know, thinking of taking some of these folks up with you and, you know, putting them to the task as well? Well, we'll hold that thought. We'll be right back on a short break to continue our conversation with Jesse Monnier and Derek LaVault. We're talking about the PMDP hackathon. This is Bite Marks Cafe.
Support for Bite Marks Cafe comes from the HPR Local Talk Show Fund, which helps Hawaii Public Radio sustain and grow its locally produced talk shows. Mahalo to contributor Furniture Plus Design.
Welcome back. This is Bite Marks Cafe. I'm Bert Lum right here on Hawaii Public Radio, HPR1. And if you're just joining us, we're talking to Jesse Monnier. He's an engineer, mechanical engineer, project engineer. And we have Derek LaVault. He's the quartermaster over at PMDP. And PMDP is the Papahanao Mokuakea Marine Debris Project. And what they do is they remove this debris from the vast stretches of the reserve, which is, I think, monumental in and of itself, and coming up with ways to actually do it quicker and faster. And some of the ideas that I'm sure you folks have come up with are bound to be tested at this hackathon. What do you envision? Do you see, new ideas coming up? Do you see, you know, recruiting some people that will help go out there and actually implement some of these new ideas? What's the goal of the hackathon?
Well, we hope everyone, whether they make it to Papahana Mokuakea or not, at least is able to understand the problem that we're facing and contribute positively to it. A lot of training goes into heading up there. When you're 600 miles from the nearest McDonald's and a honu is wrapped in a seine net, the tide has turned wicked on you, Bert. That's no time to go up there unprepared. So every knot, every cut, every breath has to be muscle memory. And we try to forge ourselves before heading up on these missions. And yet anyone can help us here by, sparks flying, getting some salt on their blades, have their ideas roaring like the surf, and to test their tools against our trials in the hackathon.
Well, I enjoy hearing your description of what this hackathon is going to actually showcase. Where are you guys going to be doing this, and how, what cross section, what qualities are you looking for in the participants?
Yeah, so we are going to be doing this at the Waikiki Aquarium.
Oh, okay.
On December 13th on the big lawn there in the evening. So it's going to be really, really beautiful scene.
Follow the constellations. They will not lead you astray.
Yeah, great food, music, events, great for the whole family. But in terms of contestants, yeah, we want people's creativity to flow. Because that's what we've been doing here, and we've been having success with our innovations. So, we just are throwing it out to the masses. And like we kind of said earlier, if people have their own ideas, if people need to work closely with us or they want to do it all by themselves, all of that is fair game. All ages, all skills and professions, or no skills, it doesn't take much to have a great idea and make it come through, because there's not too many things that are very similar to what we're doing. It's a very niche industry. So there hasn't been a ton of market research done before, you could say. So we're very open. And yeah, whoever, people that come out, that it's would be awesome to work with them.
Just
and
bring us your blades, your choppers, your boppers, laser beams, any charm forged by a modern alchemist to aid our team in our quest. And we'll just allow the seed testing conclusively.
And that'll definitely be the first step, too, coming out and bringing a tool out here and working with us to then some down the line get the training and get on the water. It is a very competitive process getting people out there, because it does take so much skills, and there are so many skilled applicants, but someone that dedicates their time towards this, those are definitely the types of people we're looking for.
Well, I've not heard of a hackathon of this nature. and I would imagine that, in order for participants to get the full kind of experience, they probably need to do a little bit of planning. And what would you suggest people do? Do they contact you and start to think about, how to participate? I mean, there is some time between now and December so that people can actually start, weaving some ideas on what to actually do. But between now and then, are there things that they can kind of team up with you, better understand, get some ideas as to what might be, a real kind of a viable approach to the challenge that you've just put forth?
Well, indeed, Bert, in this dimension, a hackathon of this nature is indeed rare. And we are happy to guide anyone with any idea. They simply must just contact us through Instagram at PMDP Hawaii. Email me, Derek@PMDPHawaii.org. Head to the website, www.PMDPHawaii.org, and we will make it happen.
No.
Or meet us at the next fortnight. We will send the coordinates at the full moon for a meeting.
And what is this? What is this meeting that's taking place? It's kind of an introduction.
Yeah.
And when does that happen?
An introduction where we will, if you go to our website on the hackathon, we will have a question and answer session live.
Oh, okay.
Will be running, and we'll have the details when they're finalized posted on the website. But as you said, feel free to reach out via email at any point. Or phone.
No. Is this is this meeting already scheduled? I mean, is it something that's coming up?
Hang on, Bert. Hang on. Our giant trophy for competitors just rolled off the shelf. This is happening again. I believe this thing is haunted. Actually, we've carved it from the peg leg with bite marks in it. It's really epic. they're definitely going to want to win it, but I've got it under control. Go ahead, Jesse.
So we're super excited to work with all the contestants, and if if people want to learn any more about the hackathon or about our operations in general, which are relatively related to the hackathon, to just reach out on our website.
Well, before we get to the website, I mean, Jesse, you know, this is radio, and I love the sound effects. But what did Derek just describe him having to do right now when this thing was blowing off the shelf?
Oh, hold on a second. Our pet octopus just escaped from his tank again.
He's headed for the coffee maker
again.
Headed
for the snack.
Last time everything tasted like kelp for a week. You know, this is under control. This is fine. This is okay, Bert. Just keep the interrogation rolling.
Okay. So, you know, for our listeners, you know, this is what happens when you spend too much time on the ocean trying to remove debris. But I really like the colorful descriptions of what you guys are dealing with. And I think this hackathon is going to be really kind of a fun event. Now, the way you're describing it,
reality is not for everyone, Bert.
Well, I think your reality is probably...
There will be blood, sweat, and tears.
I think this reality is something that many people should experience because it's probably unlike anything that people currently experience. But, you know, going back to
the
event...
That's the beauty of HPR.
Well, the event that's coming up, that's kind of... Is it just a hackathon, or is it more of kind of like a family event, too?
Certainly. A full festival. This is not just a gauntlet of ropes and nets and fiendish entanglements that echo the perils that we face out in the abyss. You come down to the Waikiki Aquarium December 13th to view the hackathon. And around you, you will find music, lore, food.
Feasting!
and additionally, you know, this isn't some boring trade show. It's a proving ground and a real festival.
Well, no,
a
this
gathering.
Is, yeah, this sounds exciting. So Jesse or Derek, where can people go? What website are you going to point people to get more information about this?
www.pmdphawaii.org/hackathon.
Oh, that's it. Okay. And then anybody who wants to participate, there's information there. They can get in touch with you and learn more about, you know, what they actually have to do to prepare, right? Because, and then I think this
meet. Not only can they must.
Okay.
It is time.
They shall be chosen. The chosen one shall arise.
Well, I think this is definitely something that is going to be worth checking out. And I wish it was just like around the corner, but it's still out there in December. Anyway, Jesse Monet, he's a mechanical engineer, project engineer, as well as Derek LaVault. He's the quartermaster, and they're both at the Papanau Mukuakea Marine Debris Project, and they're having a hackathon. And go to the website, check it out, because it sounds like a super fun event. Hey, guys, I want to thank you for joining me today.
Thank you, Bert. Thanks for having us.
And thank you for listening to Bite Marks Cafe. Join us next week when we'll talk about an AI-powered policy app called Civic Nexus. If you miss any part of this edition, you can find the podcast of tonight's show on bitemarkscafe.org. Our engineer is David Chong. You can catch us on HPR One every Friday or anytime via the HPR app or your favorite podcast application. In the meantime, you stay safe, you stay awesome. We'll see you next week on another edition of Bite Marks Cafe.